Hello guys, welcome back to Muscle Mesh. In case you are new here, we're your hosts, Umu
Miriam
and Aziza.
and today's episode is going to be about our journey through high school and our journey getting to college and just, everything that relates to that topic. But before we start, let's talk about the 4 month, right?
Yeah,
Hiatus
I
that we
think
went
so.
on.
Wait, was it 4 months? Was it Ramadan in April? So
It was in
April, May,
March.
June, July,
It was in March.
March. Oh, four? Damn.
Yeah, we have not posted a single episode since March 21st. And let me just say, guys, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault either.
It's
Hey,
actually Umu's fault.
I'm
It's
actually
Umu's fault.
okay. Give me
Umu's
1 second. Give me it's you guys are putting the blame on me. It's not only me, okay? So
It's on
listen.
Umu. It's on Umu.
I'm a busy student. I'm sorry that I had finals, I had AP exams, I had SAT. I'm sorry that I love to study. I don't love to study. I just love to pass.
Astaghfirullah.
But yeah, so it's not really my fault. And then I have a busy personal life, so you just
Okay,
gotta give.
to be fair, we all every time like we said we're gonna record, something happened. Like one of us
Exactly.
gets like really busy. Most of
Exactly.
the time it was Umu, but like
Oh yeah.
Excuse me?
It's
Okay,
okay.
that was so backhanded. That was so backhanded, but
It
okay.
But it's
Yeah.
true and that's okay.
It's
That's
not
okay.
true. It's like a 25% true. Because let's be honest, we're a team. So you can't just put the blame only on me. It's all of us.
85%
Okay?
true. It's not on
Okay,
all of us.
you thought you could whisper that and I wouldn't hear. I hear that.
It's
Okay.
not on all of us. It's
Anyways,
truly
let's
like
get back to the track, the episode. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get to
Yeah,
the
let's
point.
get.
Let's get to the point.
Okay, guys. So if you didn't know, we are now rising seniors. The real headache is about to come. So if you don't see your podcast until we graduate, here's
Chill,
your
don't
episode.
say all of that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just being
Don't say
joking,
all of
but
that.
yeah, but we are gonna be much more busier with college admissions and stuff with that. But
And
since yeah,
but
so
it's
since
summer, so we can like put a lot of episodes before our biggest hiatus, you know?
Yeah. So right now, this episode, we thought that it'd be great to like do an episode in like high school and like college, like semi kind of college, because we're like, okay, now we're about to end our journey in high school and start our new college journey for the next 4 years of our lives, which is insane to me because I swear I was a freshman like yesterday. Like,
No, we're
yeah.
literally in eighth
Exactly.
grade.
Eighth grade was
Exactly.
like a
Now
fever
everything's so
dream.
different. Everything is
Yeah.
so different from eighth grade to now. Like, so much has changed. It's so scary.
Yeah, like,
Anyways.
yeah, just
Anyways,
like
guys. Life's
mentally.
funny.
Yeah.
2020 just changed
Physically.
everybody, bro.
Emotionally,
Can in a
yeah,
bump, bro.
Okay. So first, we have to talk about how our years in high school have been so far as a rising senior.
okay,
How's it?
I'll go first. Okay, so first, I graduated eighth grade on Zoom, so we're just gonna skip that,
Girl,
and
bye.
then
No one cares.
yeah,
No,
I
exactly.
still. Yeah, I still remember my freshman orientation. It was on Zoom. I was literally sitting under my bunk bed, comfortable in a blanket, which isn't how a normal freshman orientation is supposed to go, right? But that's what was going on. And freshman year was just a blur to me personally. I don't remember much. I was half
Honestly.
asleep. I was literally sleeping till 12 a.m. I mean 12 p.m. because I didn't want to wake up for Zoom meet classes, it was just whack to me. But I still passed. I kind of suffered one class, and that is coming back to me right now. So if you're a freshman, I very much advise you do not joke around with your classes. Your GPA will go through trouble later on in high school. So do not mess with freshman year. Also, you want to be nice to your freshman teachers. It's not very like necessary freshman year, because by the time you're a senior and you're asking for recommendations, some of your teachers probably forgot you. But it's still good, Like, you never know. You could make a great impression on a teacher, and you'll probably end up having them sophomore year, if anything. So be a good student freshman year to you guys rising freshmen, okay? If you already are about to become a sophomore and you messed up, sophomore year is your redemption, okay? You got this. But, yeah, just, yeah. So freshman year is a blur. Sophomore year, I very much enjoy sophomore year. I don't know about you guys, but I enjoy sophomore year. It was stressful for me. Yeah, it was kind of stressful for me academically because I was here trying to, like, you know, keep my grades up. But then, like, I was kind of having some, like, personal issues on my side. But, like, I got through sophomore year. I met some great friends. And it was very much fun. Junior year. Where do I even start? Junior year, I don't ever want to relive this year. It was the worst year of my life. Like, I'm not being dramatic when I say this. And I'm not even a senior year. People say senior is hard, but I don't think anything could be harder than junior year. So, me, I took AP US History and I took AP Lang. And if you guys want to take AP on my AP course, you don't want to, like, go through too much stress, take AP Lang. Do not take AP US History. It's a very, very... Yeah, it's a very tough course, like, actually. You guys remember me crying every night, right? Because of A-Push, right? Yeah. So, yeah, A-Push was guys, not a joke.
Guys, pray for Umu.
Everybody, oh, yeah, from AP Umu scores are coming out.
A-Push test.
Yeah,
inshallah.
But it's okay because I passed the class, which is all that matters to me personally. Mm-hmm. That's me gaslighting myself, guys. But but anyways, so junior year was very stressful mentally, physically, emotionally. I had to move to a whole new school, meet new people,
whole new state, and, girl, like,
and whole new state, whole new
state.
Yeah, and right. It's so much different because the diversity at this school.
We're gonna talk about that later.
Okay, we will. But
that's,
it's
a,
like,
whole other, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a new environment for me. So I was stressed. I was taking classes that I had no idea, like, I don't know, like, how to deal with. I even dropped the class. You guys remember me crying?
Wait, what?
That engineering course I took, like that engineering design class. I absolutely hated that course. But at the end of the day, I'm about to be a senior. I'm about to graduate. Okay. So I'm very happy for that. And just some advice, really? Just some small little advice. If you're just a freshman or a sophomore, just remember, enjoy those 2 years. Because junior year will be the hardest time ever. And you actually need to start, like, getting your life together in high school. Like, you have to start considering, what do you want to do for the next 4 years? Like, what do you want to study? You need to start taking clubs because colleges do care about grades. But overall, they care about who you are. So they want to see you do good things. Like, they want to see you volunteering. They want to see you're in clubs. They want to see you're doing something, you know, not just keeping up that 4.4 GPA average. And people do actually have 4.4 GPA averages, which is kind of scary. But just remember, do not stress yourself out too much, but just keep in mind, like, have it at the back of your head that high school isn't really a joke, but it's also, like, not, like, the most, like, the most important thing.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, it's not that serious. And just, you know, do your thing, you know, like me, my thing was just, you know, enjoying a little bit, but also taking it serious because I'm a serious person. But yeah, you got this, sophomores and freshmen. And if you're a rising junior,
good luck.
Or if you're graduated.
I don't know what to tell you, but be ready. Be ready, though. But anyway, okay. Yeah.
That's crazy. Mine is, like, kind of the exact opposite. Except for freshman year. Like, freshman year was online. I don't remember a thing I did freshman year. Honestly, like, I was in no clubs freshman year. I was just in class. That's it. But it's okay because I still passed and I still ate. Sophomore year, You might have loved sophomore year. Honestly, I hated sophomore year. Like,
True.
I just, like, I really hated my school sophomore year, especially. Like, I just didn't want to be there. Like, who wants to be at school? I was just like, ugh. Like, I didn't like the people. I didn't like the people. I didn't like the teachers. I was just like, oh my God. And I had barely any classes with any of my friends. So I was basically alone the whole day, guys. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, sophomore year was very really boring to me. Like, I suffered sophomore year. I suffered sophomore year, I'm not gonna lie. But like academically, I still ate, not gonna lie. But
Period,
I don't
Paul.
know. Just personally, like socially, I wasn't doing my best sophomore year. But that's okay. What activities did I do sophomore year? Oh, I actually did I did quite a lot of stuff sophomore year. What I have to say about extracurriculars is that like it's nice to like explore, 'cause like that's what an extracurricular is for. Like explore like what you like and like show colleges that like you have a range of different things that like you're experienced in. But honestly, like if you're not messing with your extracurricular, then just leave. Like it's not that serious. 'Cause the way I stayed, I was doing this one extracurricular. It's called like CUP program, and it was just so incredibly boring. And I was there after school for like an hour and a half, and just for them to pay $100 for a whole school year.
Oh my God.
$100. That's crazy. But okay, but anyways, junior year was honestly like my best year in high school so far. And I know it
No
sounds
way.
crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but
Nah,
like
bro.
academically, socially, like mentally, like I just feel like I did the best that I could this year. And it's really crazy because academically, I thought I was doing so bad because, okay, so freshman and sophomore year, I was going through my classes and I was like, bro, like, it's mad easy to pass all these classes. So when they told me, oh, like, do you want to be an IB diploma candidate? I was like, yeah, like, I'm gonna pass easy.
Period.
Then I came into these classes, astaghfirullah, like, I've never, like, bro. This IB program expects so much from you that it's honestly just it's so sickening. But you know, my school, I don't know if it's like if every like school that does IB does this, but like for your final grades, no matter what your grades is, if you're taking an IB class, like that class is gonna go up by 10% your grade. So either way, I was chilling because I'm not gonna fail, like not too much. But anyways, I don't know.
Not
This
too
year was
much.
very this year was very like academically, it was stressful, but it all paid off at the end because yesterday I was on that train coming home and I got my graduation status report and I saw my GPA, guys.
It?
Guys, for this spring semester, I have a whopping
4.0.
105,
Oh.
105.3. No, 0.9. Point
Wait,
nine.
what is that in the
So I
four
truly,
point no scale?
I don't know, maybe like a 4.1. I don't know. But ate that up, ate that up. Thank you, thank you. Not too much, not too much. But yeah, so academically it went really well. Socially, you know, since my school is a very small school and my class is literally only 82 people. My grade is only 82 people. So everybody who's like an IB diploma candidate, which means like every class you take is IB, we're all in the same classes, like every single day. Our schedule is the exact same. So I don't know, like you build a connection with those same people and people that like you would have never thought you were friends with years ago, you're like starting to become friends with. So you know, that was cute or whatever. They'd be funny in class or whatever. So yeah, that's good advice too. Like don't like isolate yourself. Like be like okay, you might have like your main friend group, but like don't judge people. Like people who you never thought you would be friends with is probably like gonna be your biggest supporters at the end of high school. Also, everybody always says this, like the friend group you walk in with is not the friend group you leave them with. Like
That's so true.
you're gonna meet some people that later on you're just gonna be like, okay, like the friendship is over, that's it. And it doesn't have to be like something salty. Like it don't have to be like, oh, you're petty about it, like it's beef between y'all. But it's just like do whatever is better for you. Like if you see your friendship is not benefiting you, there's no reason to stay friends with them. Like for real. But yeah, like junior year was it was cute or whatever. It's come to an end. Past ate that, not gonna lie. But what else was I gonna say? Yeah, that's about it. Ziza, go on.
Bro, I don't even got that much to say about high school. Like, honestly, okay. So, ninth grade, honestly, it was also, like, online, like, literally everybody else in the U.S. And at first, like, I was enrolled in a normal school, like, yeah, a normal online school. Not even an online school, like, it was just a normal school, right? They were online for the moment. But then eventually, like, my dad transferred me. My dad transferred me into, like, a homeschooling system because we had, like, stuff going on and we had to go back to Egypt and stuff. And we were traveling a lot. So I had to do, like, homeschooling for ninth grade. So I didn't really have that much stuff going on, right? But then sophomore year, like, oh, my God, bro. Sophomore year was good. Like, I don't know, sophomore year was really good for me. Like, it treated me well. I had mad, like, I made friends and stuff. I went to, like, an actual high school in Virginia because we moved there by then. And, bro, like, I made mad friends and stuff. And, yeah, it was, I had, like, choir, which I know you guys might, like, find lame. But, like, personally, I found it mad relaxing. Like,
I took orchestra. It's okay.
Exactly. Bro, I was, like, friends with everybody in my class. So I was just, like, mad comfortable with them.
Mm-hmm.
And to be very honest, I took it, like, as a break of the day. Like, that class as a break from the rest of the day. Because, okay, bro, my classes were all, like, what is it called? Like, advanced stuff. Like, advanced bio. I had advanced math. Mm-hmm. And one more advanced, like, class. But I totally forgot which one it was, honestly. But, bro, like, it was hard. Like, oh, my God, especially math. I was taking geometry, and, bro, geometry was so hard for me, like, for some reason. Trig was easy. We took, like, a little bit of trig.
Yeah, trig is so easy. Trig is so easy.
Trig is literally easier.
Yeah. But geometry, bro, and proofs and stuff like that? No. Never. And besides that, I also took digital art. That was fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And then, like, for junior year, honestly, it was mad stressful. But it was also because I was taking it online. I feel like it would have been less stressful if I was, like, in actual school. But, like, also couldn't do that. So, yeah. And I don't know what I'm doing next year, but, like, we're rocking. Hopefully, like, I'll be back in New York. And so if I'm back in New York and I could, like, apply to senior year right away, I'm going to come to your school, man.
Don't do that. I beg you, like, do something that's good for you and don't do that. Do not do that.
And then, okay.
Something
fine.
That's good for you.
Wow, ma'am. Wow. That's really disrespectful, bro.
No, like, I want better for you. Like, I want better for you than to come to this, like, school. Like, it's actually, like, also, senior year, it's going to be hard to, like, just don't do that. Just don't do that.
You could always take a GED.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Not going to lie to you. Which, yeah, guys, I might take that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, like, changes. Oh, go.
One question, like, do I have to take the SAT or ACT? ACT. Like, I don't know
which one. I think if you want to.
I could take that.
Like, if you want to apply to, like, colleges, yeah, you should take it.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, but that just, like, segues on to the next point I have. Which is that, like, changes you've seen in yourself through freshman and junior year. Like, I feel like Aziza's, like, what Aziza just said, it just shows that, like, nothing stays the same. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really going to have to, like, adapt to, like, your life. Because 4 years seems like a short time. But honestly, like, a lot of stuff can change in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I saw a lot of changes. Yeah, like, Aziza's life changed OD, and I literally went through that with you. Like, I experienced you changing, like, from 8 to now.
From my it, God. Girl, from sixth grade.
Yeah, from six to now is just crazy. Mentally, exactly. I think I'm way better too, because I just distance myself from a lot of people who, like, I know are not good for me, or they distance themselves from me, which thank God for them for doing it, because me, I don't like just, like, ghosting people and not talking to people anymore. So if you don't want to talk to me anymore, thank you.
You know what's like, you know what's crazy? I'll ghost someone. I'll do it and not.
I don't know. I can't do that.
No, it's like, okay, if we're gonna talk about like relationship years, okay, I'm just gonna like, because you guys didn't know me in middle school like that, right? Mm-hmm. So middle school, I had a really rough time with like building relationships, because, you know, we're just evil. Like, I don't know why.
Truly.
I don't know why. But anyway, so then like quarantine was good and bad for me. Good thing is I dropped the relationships that I never needed, toxic people. Mm-hmm. And then I created new relationships. And in high school, it's honestly so much harder to be friends with people. Because mind you, you're being friends with other teenagers. Like, teenagers are hormonal. Like, that's very obvious. Like, their emotions change every day. I dropped some people that I did not want in my life. People dropped me because... honestly,
the people listening to this,
yeah, they're probably not listening to this, to be honest. But anyway, the point is, like, also when I moved, I dropped a lot of people because I went unfollow people that I did not want to talk to anymore. Honestly, it was kind of a blessing to move, because then, you know, I don't have to explain anything, right? But the thing is, like, you're always gonna like have new friends, you're always gonna have friends that you leave behind. Because if you want to be a better person for yourself, you need positive relationships. It's just basic. Like, you can't be friends with someone who will bring you down every single moment. Like, I don't like people like that. So I will ghost you at the end of the day. Like, I'm trying to be the best person of myself. And that's what high school is about, learning, like, new experiences, just, like, talking to different people. Because by the time you graduate, those people you talk to in high school that you, like, were friends with, in quotation marks, you're in college, you're not going to be talking to those people again. Like, you're going to graduate and just separate. So just do yourself a favor and be in relationships that you actually enjoy. Like, I love my friends. Like, I'm good. So, guys, do that. Advice, too.
I feel like middle school me would have definitely been scared to drop people just, like, out of nowhere. Or, like, even, like, confront people and just move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, honestly, when I entered high school, I just, like, had that I don't care mindset. Like, it's not like I'm staying here for the longest time, you know? Like, I don't really care. So, I had, like, a few friends. I had, like, a few friends whom in high school, like, tried to blame stuff on me and, like, make drama out of literally nothing. And I just, like, unfollowed them. I blocked them. And later when they confronted me in real life, I was just like, you know what? Like, you did this, this, and that. I did not like it. Thank you so much. I don't want to have you in my life.
Period.
And male.
In high school, I realized that, like, it's okay to not be close to everyone. Like, you do not need to, like, be friends with everyone. You don't need everybody to like you, because there's going to be people who don't like you. There's going to be people you don't like. Like, don't force yourself to be friends with somebody, and don't let someone force you to be friends with them. Like, listen, if you don't want to be friends with them, like, just don't. Like, it's not that deep. And if they're
don't
trying to
be
make
a
you
people
seem like
pleaser.
A bad person for that, exactly. If they're trying to make you seem like a bad person for that, like, just completely drop them, because it's not that serious. Like, because me personally, like, I already had my close friends walking into high school. Like, I had you guys, I had other people. So going up to high school, I was like, bro, there's no need for me to, like, just, like, have, like, people who I have to be really, really close with. Like, it's okay to have friends that you're close with and just friends. Like, it's never, like, that serious. And if people, like, I don't know, like, if they have a problem with that, then I don't know. You're just going to have to explain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And, like, also, like, what you mean, like, also... Sorry. Yeah, don't be a people pleaser because it's not fun. Like, you're gonna suffer at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to suffer because also you're going to school, you're like studying, you're probably trying to like, you're probably taking 8 AP classes in 1 year, and then your friends are trying to get you to go out and party. Those are the friends that you do not need. Like, guys,
like, stay enjoy away. Like,
yeah, yeah, stay away from toxic people. It's like, sometimes it's very hard to see who's toxic in your life, but you'll start seeing the signs eventually, and then that's when you're gonna have to deal with it and like just end the relationship, because toxic people are not worth their time at all.
If you ever feel uncomfortable in a friendship, like, don't be embarrassed to just end it. Like, it will actually benefit you later on.
And like, okay, from my own experiences also, if you're like, let's say for example, you're in a friend group, right? And you end up falling out with one person and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to end this relationship because what if I end a relationship with everyone else in the group? Don't be scared, guys. If your friends are truly your friends, they will stick beside you, okay? Like, end that relationship and you can still be in the friend group, but, like, you can still end your relationship with that person. Because at the end of the day, if your friends truly wanted you to feel like your best, like, be your best around them, they will let you drop that person and not have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. So, because, you know, cliques and groups are a part of high school, but also remember, those change around. And that's only in movies. Cliques don't really exist. Like, I really thought it existed freshman year. I was prepared to go into a clique. Came out, I'm like, there's no cliques, bro. It's just people being friends with almost everyone. Especially if you go to a small school, it's easier to be connected to everyone. But if you go to a big school, obviously it's going to be harder to, like, because everyone's going to have their own group. But just remember, groups are not a thing in high school. Like, no, just be yourself. Yeah. What are you? Yeah, your school has cliques?
Loki has.
Yeah.
Bro, no, 2,000 my freaking students. We had 2,400 students. There was like the Edgar group. The
Edgars? Oh my God.
No, I swear. There was like the Edgar group. There was like the kind of popular but not quite popular because they're a colored group. There was the black group. There was the Asian group. I swear to God. They like hung out with each other. Like,
okay.
Fine.
Now that you said the Asian group. Now that you said the Asian group, I do remember at my old school, there's being a group of Asians who only talk to themselves. And they always talk, like, if they're all Chinese, so they all talked in Chinese. And I just swear, one time I was near them, and I swear, one of them had to have pressed me out, because why did they all look at me? Like, I swear. Like, no way. But anyway, well, from my experiences, there wasn't any cliques. There was, like, groups, but, like, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, I feel like at my
school there's like cliques. Yeah, there's like cliques in my school, but like everybody, like, just like, especially junior year, everybody just started like either staying to themselves or like venturing from group to group, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like mad, like the groups changed OD. Like everybody that was like in a friend group freshman year, all their friend groups changed. Just crazy to see, but. Okay, moving on to the next point. I wanted to ask you guys, how is it to go to a predominantly white school? Because there's probably people watching right now that live around the same area as you guys, that like, they're the only minority in their school. So how is it? And give advice to those people.
Okay, I'm gonna start. Well, my school isn't predominant.
Wait, talk.
Okay, well, my school isn't very, very white, but there is more, you know what, let me just say predominantly white. I mean, there's people of color at my school, but in my class, in junior year, all of my classes so far, I've been the only hijabi. First semester, I did have two hijabis in my math class, but they were Arabs. Yeah, so obviously, I was the only black hijabi in every single one of my classes. So it was kind of sad to not see like someone else who looks like me, right? And on top of that, there was obviously, well, I live in an area where there's a lot of Africans. So I felt like there were people I would know, like feel a connection to, but I still didn't. Why? Because these people grew up in the suburbs. They don't really have a backstory that I can relate to. Like, I grew up in the Bronx, y'all. It was tough. It was rough. There was a lot of rough moments in my life. Like, it was not very easy. I didn't grow up in the suburbs, right? But now I'm here, and it's so completely different. My teachers are white. Not one single African-American teacher. Not one single Latino, Latina teacher. Nothing. All white. Oh. And yeah, so I'm here sitting in my classes. Like, my teachers, my A push teacher, for example, not to like be mean to her because she's actually pretty nice, but she has said some stuff that I've been questioning because, you know, I'm Black. I'm going to question everything about history, U.S. history, you know? Like, it's not the fun thing, but she has said some stuff that I'm like, am I tripping? But is this just me? Is this just me who feels a certain different way? And it's not like I can talk to the girl next to me because she's white too. So I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But it's very much different than New York City, where everyone is like either Latino or African. I'm sorry, I had to burp. But we're just African Americans and like Hispanics and not just a majority white. Because even though my high school did have white people, most of my friends were of people of color. So it was so much more easier to have conversations about like my identity and like my thoughts and opinions. But here it's just so much different. And people generally in Indiana, like, they're so weird. I don't know how to explain it. I have not met one single person who wasn't weird. Maybe one person. But they're just kind of weird. But at the end of the day, it's just to show that diversity does matter. But it's not easy to have accessibility to. Because even in New York City, there's still some schools where it's predominantly white. Like, obviously, like, if you go...
New York City is segregated, OD.
Yeah, if you... Because it is. Because more people... There's not a lot of people of color who live in Midtown or downtown in Manhattan. Or, like, the rich neighborhoods. Even in the Bronx, there's, like, the Albanian section. And, like, Italians. Like, yeah. New York City, even though you'll probably go to school with, like, like people of color, it's still, like, very, like, how do I say this? Like,
it's just like, segregated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's segregated. Because I do remember when I was in eighth grade applying to, like, schools. I remember, because in New York City, the way to go to high school, you have to apply to 12 different high schools, and then you get, like, selected for one. But I remember trying to get into, I think it's called Roosevelt High School. Is that the one in Manhattan? I looked up how many white people at that school. It was, like, 70 or 80-something, which was insane. And then, like, their application, like, their process to accept students is you have to live in the area. Mind you, that area is where...
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it's an area with high taxes, so you know it's people with money who live in that area, which equals white most of the time. So it was, like, the area, and then next, it was the borough. Mind you, I didn't live in Manhattan, so that means it's even harder for me to go there. And then it's people from other boroughs. And Manhattan, like, the place, it's mostly people who can afford to live there because it's so expensive. So you already know the economic difference was, but also in Indiana as well, it's the same thing. There's really bad areas with like people with like bad areas of schooling versus people who live in good areas like I do. Thankfully, I live in a good area. My education is going to be great because it also depends on taxes. So not only is it with discrimination, but it's also, what's it called? Is it the social economic status? Is that what it's called? Yeah, I think it is. It's about your... So, like, how much money you make and, like, taxes and stuff. So, yeah. It's not really different, but it's kind of the same, you know? It just depends. How about you, Aziza? Because I don't know about Virginia. I know Virginia is a very white state.
It is. Actually, it's a white / Asian state. Like, I was surprised by how many Asians there were. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be only white. But honestly, my school, it was like, I would say 60% white people, 30% mm-hmm. Asian, and then like the rest is like different. Oh my God, there was, I swear to God, when I went to school the first day, I literally did not see one black person until like a week in, where I saw this one dude. It was like the first black person that I see. I swear to God, I was like, whoa. He must stand out. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like in a white school,
You definitely like... will.
Exactly, but then like I found other black people. Honestly, anywho, besides that, when I first went there, like honestly, I was just like kind of shocked. It was like a cultural shock because I've never been around so many white people at the same time. But I was like, okay, like. Do I have to act like them, like starvies and like, you know, like that type of shit?
Oh my God, definitely. I agree with that one.
Like, do I have to I'm like, do I have to change myself? Like, what do I do, bro? First week or so, I was like mad awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I kind of like found a group of people that like, I kind of became friends with them. And that was through choir, honestly. And honestly, the friend group was like, all white except for one person that was black and the other one was like Greek.
Girl, and that's honestly, white.
Girl, that's white.
Greek is white. That's in Europe.
Oh wait, yeah. No. We had one more girl. She was Indian. Honestly, okay. I liked her. She was so cute. Like her and I were like besties. But I was like mostly close with the Greek girl. And still am, honestly. Like, we still talk. She's great with advice. But besides that, I'd say it wasn't that different for me since I didn't interact with most of those white people. Like, yeah. But honestly, also, all my teachers were white. That's what I was saying. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, like, when Uma was speaking. Mm-hmm. Now that I realize it, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I did not have one color teacher. Or like one non-white teacher, like all of my teachers were white.
You know when I realized that all my teachers were white, I realized I did not even notice it until I'm in a club. It's called African Diaspora. It's like African American and Black students. So my teacher was like, "Raise your hand if you have a Black teacher." I sat there 2 minutes straight. I was like, I definitely have a Black teacher. And then I counted all my teachers. None of them were Black. Not any single one. Not any of them were of people of color. I was like so shocked. Like, actually, it's insane.
No, exactly. And to think about it, like, I'm telling you, my school was huge. Like, oh my God, the first day that I went there, bro, I was just walking around. I was so lost. Like, yeah. It had, like, it's okay, let's just move on. But I was looking around, like, I was trying to, like, see if there's, like, any colored teachers, like, in the hallway. And, like, literally, like, 1%, for example. Yeah, it wasn't that many. But, like...
Yeah, I can't really... Oh.
But, like, for me, it wasn't that different. But, what is it called? I was going to say something. Yeah, it's for them. It's awkward for them to talk to me. Like, that's something I noticed. They be mad careful when they're speaking to me. Like, they're gonna offend me or something. And I'm just like, bro, just speak normally. Like, damn, it's never that hard.
Yeah, you know what else I noticed? When you're in a school with not many, like, people who look like you, you start hearing stuff. Like, you start, like, listening. Like, actually, I've heard the craziest things. Like, the amount of microaggressions I've heard at that school is insane, and no one says anything, because no one notices it, because they've been, like, living like this for, the like, how many years? I don't know. Some people live in this town for, like, 15 years, and they don't realize the microaggressions, because they haven't, like, experienced on a pl an environment where there's a lot of people of color, you know, and they don't know what's wrong or right. But that's just something I noticed too.
No, exactly. But besides that, like, I was cool with most people. And the place that I lived in, it was like, honestly, it was mostly like Indians and like Asians. Like, I didn't see that many white people living around me. But it was a
Indians are
nice area.
Asians.
Okay, Omu.
Okay. Okay, Miriam, go.
Okay, anyways, next point, guys. How to deal with friends in drama and drama as a Muslim, and how to deal with feeling left out and stuff like that because we're Muslim.
Okay, I want to go with that one.
Okay, yeah.
Personally, the group that I was in, it was like a huge group, right? Of like seven, eight girls. And when I tell you, I've never experienced so much drama. Like every day, there's something new. Every day, somebody's talking behind someone else's back. All I gotta say, like personally, I
Backbiting.
don't know. Yeah, as a Muslim, do not do that. Like, do not participate in that. You will only get sins, and it's never that deep, honestly. If they're talking ba like smack behind your back, just go up to them, confront them, and leave it alone because you don't want to cause more problems. But personally, how I dealt with it is that I stuck with one person whom I trusted, which is the Greek girl that I was talking about earlier. I stuck with her and I just ignored the rest. Like, they used to come to me telling me all that drama. I was like, you know what? Like, I don't want to have part of this. So, like, if you guys want to do that, like, just do it by yourself. But I don't want to be, like, brought into the drama, you know? So I just, like, kept everything to myself and stuck with the one girl that I knew wasn't about to go behind my back and, like, is gonna talk about me. And the rest were still my friends. But, like, if they want to sp stop speaking to each other or whatever, that was on them. I was still speaking to everybody because I wasn't involved into that drama and stuff like that, and yeah, that's it.
For me, honestly, I went my whole high school life with no drama until this year. And okay, no, that don't no. I did not have drama my whole high school year, but then this year, I'm not gonna say it's drama because if something is just so one-sided and nobody is feeding into their delusions, then what's the reason to like what's the point in calling it drama, right? So, like I said before, like just start distancing yourself from people, especially like as a Muslim. Like just because you don't wanna, like Aziza said, that's just like creating mad sins for no reason. Especially if it's one-sided, like don't feed into that. It's never that serious. Like it's never that serious, truly. Half these people that you go to high school with, you're never gonna see again the second you graduate. So it's just not worth it putting all your time into drama that's literally not gonna matter in like a few months. But like with feeling left out, before I used to feel left out a lot because I was like, damn, like damn, I have to be kind of boring because it's like I can't do half the stuff like my friends are doing. But also like these past years I just realized that I don't even want to be doing that stuff. Like I don't want to be out there doing the crazy stuff y'all doing, like getting into that type of trouble. Like that I was never about that life. I'm not about that life now. So don't change for these people who I said like I said, they're you're not gonna know them in a couple of years. So don't change for nobody. Like, just be yourself.
Yeah, even with like the left out stuff. Okay, what I definitely from freshman year to now, I think I've grown with my dean. Like, I used to in freshman year, I really thought I was gonna be going to parties. I was gonna hang out with people. I really thought high school's gonna be the time of my life. Now I'm just like, how do people do this like every day? Like, I
Right.
could never imagine myself doing the stuff that teenagers do now. I don't like every time I see it. Okay,
Exactly.
low key, I'm kind of a judgy person.
We know, Umu, we know, we know.
It's okay. Okay. So like when I see people post, I'm just like, you're 16.
What are you
right?
doing?
It's kind of corny too, like, bro.
Yeah, like,
you're
and
not
then
grown.
What? Yeah, like even last year, that's what I was telling you guys. I realized what type of person people are. I don't want to hang around people like that. Mm-hmm. Even now that I go to a bigger school, you hear about, oh, people are going to parties. People are like doing like actually insane stuff that teenagers should not. Like, I'm so grateful that I have Islam, because if I didn't have Islam, would I have been into this stuff? Like, Islam really has me restraining. And I'm so grateful. Like, not, and when people are ever like Muslims, they're always like, oh my God, Islam always has these rules, these restrictions. I'm like, come on, please. If you're complaining, yeah, exactly. Like, if you're complaining about it, there's a reason that Allah has put this into place. Like, no, don't take drugs. Because also this year, like in my school year, just in 2 months, two students have passed away from drug overdoses. And this is how, like, it's so sad to see kids, teenagers doing drugs. Like, you're 14, why are you doing drugs? Like, there's actually no reason. No one should be doing drugs, period. But as a teenager, it's just hard. Because also there's peer pressure, right? And that's why I say, try to be friends with good people. People, especially with Muslim friends, that are good Muslims, you know? They will hold you back. Like, sorry. They will hold you back from doing stuff that you will probably regret later on. Because you're obviously going to regret it, right? Stay away from just all of them toxic stuff. Because at the end of the day, you have 4 years to do your thing, get into a good 4-year college, university, or just something that you want to do after high school, you know? Do it and keep Islam in your heart. Like, if you're Muslim, keep Islam in your heart. I know it's hard, but trust me, bro. Wallahi, if you take Islam seriously, you're gonna feel so much happier. Like, pray your 5 daily prayers, fast, because I know people who do not fast for Ramadan, which is insane, because astaghfirullah, first of all, that's a very huge sin. But come on, like, do your thing. Even if you're not like into Islam that much, just do something. Like, just do something, because if you have Allah in your heart, you'll have like a straight path, like, and you will not be feeling left out. Because if you're being left out, that's a good thing for you, you know. But when I say left out, I don't mean like just going out with your friends to like have a little fun. Like, that part is kind of sad, like, I'll be honest. Yeah, it's sad. But like, if your friends are trying to peer pressure you into something that's crazy, like, stay away from parties, bro. Stay away from intoxication. Like, stay away from all of that toxic stuff. It's not good for your heart and your body. It's not good. So just stay away. And if your friends are leaving you out of like just little fun things, like a little cute picnic, drop them. Because if they're leaving you out, they definitely have, yeah. Also, drama. Me personally, I love instigating. But like, that's a problem for me to solve. Okay, guys? But don't stay away from drama, because at the end of the day, you gotta do yourself. You gotta do it yourself, you know? Be a good person. Okay, guys? And if you're a freshman, if you're like a rising freshman, if you're just going to high school, because I do feel like we have some people of that age group listening, right? Maybe, because I know my sister listens to us. But yeah, if you're a rising freshman, just join clubs, like school clubs, because you'll definitely make friends from school clubs, because you have people who share interests with you, even if you don't make friends in your classes. Because sometimes people in your class just going to just, you know, go to class, you know, don't really care. But yeah,
but also it's okay to not have friends, like, truly, if you realize that like everybody in your school is just like horrible, it's okay to not have friends. Like, you're gonna meet friends outside of school eventually. Mm-hmm. Also, as a Muslim, like, you wanna make sure you have at least one Muslim friend. Like, for me, the fact that I don't even have one Muslim friend in high school is so sad. It's so sick. But honestly, I'm not gonna say the reason why, because I don't know who's listening, not gonna lie. But It's just, but like, have a Muslim friend, but make sure they're a good Muslim too. That's what I'm trying to get at. Even if they're not like the best Muslim ever, just make sure they're a good person. Like, it don't even matter about like them being strong on deen, but like, make sure they're a good person. It's just good
Yeah,
to have a
because
Muslim friend. Like,
yeah, and also you guys could give each other advice. That's very important.
yeah, that's what I
Like,
was about
because
to
like you guys are probably okay. I have like a couple Muslim friends, but like I'm so thankful for you guys because we always talk about like Islam and stuff, and that's it's so just relaxing to know someone else, you know, cares about your deen as well. So
Yeah. And honestly, if you have like friends that are Muslim but struggling with deen, try to help them, give them advice. Yeah, just like Uma said, give them advice and like try to push each other, because if you don't, like, who will, you know? And at the same time, like, make dua for them that Allah might guide them back. And yeah.
Like, y'all are each other's support system, and you're gonna need that one person. So yeah,
Exactly.
moving on. This is getting kind of long, so I'm not gonna reach all the points. But let's talk about college as our last final thing. Because you
I
know,
don't want to talk
college, guys,
about
we're well, we're gonna have to.
I don't want to
We're
talk
gonna
about
have
it.
to. We're seniors now. Like, we're seniors, and we're gonna have to start applying to college and having those talks with our Muslim parents about going away. And that's just me. I already told them, like, I'm going away. That's all. Like, honestly, guys, like, the advice I have for you, it's too late now. It's too late now. But if you're like, you're a rising freshman, rising sophomore, start telling your parents like what you want to do now, so that when the time comes later, they're not shocked. And start, like, I'm not saying to like don't obey your parents. Like, I'm not like, I'm not saying like, you know, like, you don't just don't listen to them.
Yeah, don't let
But
them hold you back, right? Like,
right, don't let them hold you back. Like, let's say sophomore year, you want to start going out. Like, freshman year, you have to ask, because okay, like, you're a little girl, please calm down. But sophomore year, junior year, like, you want to start going out with your friends, you know, they're good people, whatever. Just tell them, like, you don't even have to ask. Just tell them. Well, me
No,
personally,
I have
I
to.
gained my, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I gained my parents' trust. Like, freshman and sophomore year, like, I asked them, I showed them pictures when I was there. Like, they knew what I was doing, they knew who I was with. That's why junior year, I just be like, okay, like, tomorrow I'm going here, next week I'm going there. And they don't have a problem with it because they know, like, I'm not gonna be doing anything bad. So it's like kind of the same with college. Like, if you start like gaining your parents' trust, eventually when you're applying for college and you want to go away, like, they're not gonna be that like strict about it.
I don't know about you, but that's not
That's
how
for me
my
at least.
story,
That's for me
that's
at
not how my
least.
story goes.
Everybody has a
Okay.
different experience.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Well, for me, my parents, I think my parents have trust in me. Like when you say like going out and stuff, like I'm the oldest daughter, so obviously they have to trust in me, right? But my parents are so like they want me to stay with them forever, which is impossible. Like actually. So when it comes to college, I get very stressed thinking about it because I'm so worried. Like, what if I don't get into school that's like somewhere that I actually like want to go? Like
Well, how it goes.
my dream schools is too much. It's too much expectations. Like I'm low-key kind of scared. Like, guys, Cornell, that's an Ivy League. Like, obviously people get in. It's tough. Like you gotta do a lot, and I feel like I'm kind of behind because like basically my year doesn't really count for anything I could like personally like activity wise because I didn't do anything junior year. Mostly I did like one club, so yeah, I'm kind of stressed about that because they always check junior year a lot colleges. But like the point is like for college I think I have an idea of what I want to major in, which is like criminal justice or like psych or
Yeah, I'm gonna
and
have my own personal lawyer.
not a
Why?
lawyer,
For
not a
free.
lawyer, not a lawyer. I don't want to
Oh
be a
yeah, see.
lawyer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't exactly know what field I want to get into, but I think I know what I want to study. But the point is like if you have an idea of what you want to do, just go for it because at the end of the day, so many people go into college thinking they know what they want to do, and absolutely change their major sophomore, junior year. Like, I know a lot of people who've done that. Like, I've seen it. So do not stress too much about, like, what you think you're going to get your degree in, because you can always change it. And if you're undecided, it's okay. You can figure it out. That's what college is about, figuring yourself out, like, you know, what you want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. So don't stress about that. And also, if you have very strict parents who will not let you go out of state, my advice is to you is, if you can pay, like, you know, some colleges require application fee. If you could figure out how to apply to those schools, even with the money, and you can figure out scholarships and stuff, I advise you apply to the school. Because if your parents, if by any chance, any means, they were like, okay, you have a scholarship, yeah, we're going to have to let you go. Because, like, why would your parents want to risk paying $40,000 every year for college when you have a scholarship to a very good school that your child wants to go to? But I know some parents are, like, not like that. But, like, still do it. Like, go for your dreams, okay? But don't let your parents hold you back, because it's your career, it's your life. And I know some parents are like, okay, this is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Like, this is the what I... Like, my parents want... My dad wants me to major in, like, tech. I said, no. I have no interest in technology. Yeah, no interest in technology. Even though it's the money maker, but at the end of the day, your career isn't just for money making. It's for you to, you know, it's a career. It's like something you want to do that you wasted money and hours of studying for, you know? So college, just go for it. At the end, by the end of your senior year, you'll probably have figured it out mostly. So this fall semester coming up, if you're like applying for colleges just like us, go for it. Okay, guys? Because me, I'm going for it. Out of state, I'm going to apply. Because my friends do not want me to go out of state. But inshallah, I can. Because I'm where I live in Indiana, I don't really like the schools here. Like, I don't see anything that's interesting me, you know? Like, just go for it, strive. And yeah. Anyways, you have another 4 years to figure anything out. It just, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
right now.
Freshman.
You have time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all need to kind of like apply to the same college, because like I want to try to get in together. Because if we do, like that would actually.
Even if we don't get into the same school. Yeah, even if we don't get into the same school or something, we could still go to like the same city or state or anything. Because, you know, I know a lot of people who are in different, even though. Maybe we should. I agree. We should all apply to the East Coast, y'all. East Coast schools are top tier. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to give advice to like rising freshmen. Probably, like it's so hard going through like the college like application process and just everything by yourself. So like join programs that help you with that. Because if you don't, and if you know like your school is not gonna help you with it, you're literally on your own. Like, you're on your own. You have to find, like, college prep programs. Like, me, like, shout out SEO. Because without SEO, seriously, like, my school, like, we have a college counselor. But I know so much more than, like, I would have before SEO. Like, it's just, like, if there's a college program that you know of, apply to it. If you're in New York City, apply to SEO. Like, seriously.
I think it's else? New York City, Florida, too, right?
Me? Mm-hmm. Do you guys hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
College for All is globally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, apply to College for All. Like, apply to any college prep program because you're going to need it. Seriously.
Yeah, for College for All, even though I applied and I didn't get accepted, they were able to recommend me to multiple, like, college prep programs. Like, you know, some of these people can actually form connections for you. Like, Questbridge, apply to Questbridge. Because even though I didn't get in again, I was still connected to a bunch of colleges that I never knew were, like, good places to, like, apply to, you know? Like, do your research. Because especially if you're, like, a first-year, like, college graduate like me, bro, you gotta high school graduate. Yeah, I'm.
You're not a high school graduate either. What? A first gen? That's what you're trying to say.
That's exactly. I'm gonna be the first gen first college graduate, high school graduate too, because I'm the oldest. My parents didn't go to high school. So, like, what I'm saying is do your research, look into programs, even if you don't get in. At the end of the day, a lot of these can connect you to different other programs. And do not, and I mean it, do not trust your counselor 100%. I mean, trust your counselor. I mean,
no,
trust your counselor.
Cause they be, no, because
they put you back.
Weird. Exactly, because they don't want you to, like, especially New York. Oh, my God. Especially New York. They'd be like, yeah, just apply to CUNY, SUNY. Like, bro.
You can do so much better.
Yeah, like, do not only apply to CUNYs and SUNYs if you live in New York. Like, there's so many better opportunities, like, outside of state. And yes, it's expensive. But, like, if you only have one chance to apply, like, well, okay, you could transfer. But, like, truly, like, this is your one chance and, like, your best chance at getting in. So just try, because you never know.
Yeah. Like, also with the counselor thing, bug your counselor. But also, like, do not put your full trust in your counselor. Because remember, if you go to a big school, like, my graduating class is 860. Your counselor has probably 150 students all to help with college. They will not try to single you out. Like, let's be honest. They'll be more worried about getting everyone to just graduate, you know? So find outside resources. Get a mentor. Like, I'm applying for mentors right now, too. Like, get a mentor. Yeah, I know you. But yeah, like, news your outside. I swear to God, guys, a lot of people tell you this, but the internet is truly free. Like, come on, I probably this whole like junior year probably researched the internet for like more than 100 hours just looking for stuff to do with like college, you know. Like, I found a lot of stuff. So if you guys have any questions as well and you're listening and you need help with college and stuff, DM us. Like, I will help you. I will show you, like, the ropes and stuff. Also, since it's a summer, it's July, college applications are starting to open and the Common App opens August 1st. Be ready. Be prepared, guys. Like, I'm telling you guys this too. Be ready for this college application stuff. Like, it's going to be tough, but you got this.
For me, it's a little bit different. So, personally, I'm going to be taking my GED since I do have a few things that happened which set me back a little. So, personally, I think I'm going to be taking my GED. And then I think I might take I will take the SAT. And hopefully everything will go like normally, like inshallah, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, continue. You can continue.
Okay, but... yeah, I think that's all for today's episode. Can you guys hear me good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's all for today's episode. We had advice that we wanted to give out, but the episode is getting a little too long and, like, you know.
You know you can cut stuff out, right?
Yeah, but still. It's 70 minutes right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's 70 minutes, and we were talking the whole time. But for that advice, I'm going to just post it on our story. And, guys, officially we're back. Watch, we're gonna record. It's the summertime. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Make sure to leave your reviews for rate it on Spotify, rate it on Apple Podcasts, follow our Instagram, all of those at Muslimish_ or just Muslimish, period.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to say one thing. If you were class of 2023, congrats. If you're class of 2024 now,
it's our
Be ready. Be ready. See ya. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.